Hey, we are so excited to tell you about an awesome wedding planning resource we have created just for you.
The Big Wedding Planning Masterclass is a digital course where we teach you how to plan your wedding our way.
Step by step, with videos, downloadable templates, spreadsheets, and pro tips, this course is basically like having us there with you to plan your entire wedding from start to finish.
No detail left behind. Whether your wedding budget is $3,000 or $100,000, whether your wedding is coming up in 3 months or 18 months, we worked hard to create this course so it works for you.
So check it out, beautiful human. Go to www.thebigweddingplanningmasterclass.com for information, or you can always just go to our podcast website and click on Masterclass. Again, that's www.thebigweddingplanningmasterclass.com. The Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn, plan that wedding. To learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And my name is Christy Matthews. And we are your hosts, and we're so happy to have you listening to our little podcast today.
This is a fun episode. This is more of like a lighthearted, fun, kind of cool because it's a Netflix show.
And yeah, it's like a mirror on some cultural stuff that's going on right now.
Yeah, you know, I feel like Netflix is really getting in on the wedding shows now, because before it was more like Lifetime, TLC,
what else? The Design Channel or whatever that is, DIY Channel. And
Yeah. But this show on Netflix is great because it really marries.
I see what you did there.
I did do that. I saw that. Did you see that? I saw that.
I heard it.
You heard it. You know, life events like buying a home or buying your first home together as a couple, if that's your thing, if that's what you want to do, and planning a wedding. And this is really smart. I mean, whoever thought of this must be in the industry, because our clients really are constantly doing. Actually, a lot of my clients are buying a home and planning the weddings at the same time. When mm-hmm. that happens, I'm like, you guys, whoa. Like,
yeah,
it's a lot.
They're two really big things to do together. Like two really big projects to collaborate on. And they're also two really big ways to spend big money and make you feel like you're a real adult. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we've heard it before. I'm sure you've all heard it before in some way. Like, there's four or five big things that it is not ideal to do necessarily at the exact same time, because they can be so stressful. Getting married, buying a house, having a child, relocating to a new, you know, state, or getting a new job.
Yes, yes. Also, a lot of my clients are oftentimes like students. You know, I've got like people who are in medical school or in grad school, like, and they're trying to do that at the same mm-hmm. time as planning the wedding. And then if you throw in buying a house, it's like,
yeah. So we heard from Netflix, because they did a bit of a promo flurry.
Yeah.
Lots of podcasting shows. The two hosts, Nicole and Sarah, were on You've seen them around if you follow, you know, wedding stuff in the news. But we talked to the team over at Netflix, their producers, about wanting, you know, a little bit of a twist. We wanted a perspective with one of the couples that was on the show. So we watched the show and they hooked us up with one of the couples, Denise and Nick.
Yeah.
Nick is a fireman and Denise had a very specific, like, cool kind of
adorable
way that she wanted to celebrate their wedding. So it was it was good that we got everybody.
Yeah.
Brought the band back together.
I think what I noticed is that they were pushing the show. Obviously they should. It's a great show, but I heard Sarah on quite a few wedding podcasts in that week that it released. I was like, "Oh, wait a minute. She's on this one, she's on that one, she's on that one." So I really was like, I want ours to be a little more all-encompassing. You know, we get Nicole, we get Sarah, we get Denise, we get Nick, and we get a well-rounded episode. Plus, we had some of our listeners join in on the Zoom and watch the whole thing and listen, and they got to talk to them a little bit. So I think this is a fun, well-rounded episode. We had a good time with it. Also, these ladies and the show takes place in Nashville. Christy and I have a special place in our hearts for Nashville because we were there a few years ago, and we met some amazing people who we still keep in touch with. So that is it. You know, this is a fun ep. I think you're going to like it. And if you haven't watched Marriage or Mortgage on Netflix, where have you been? Hello?
Where are you?
Where are you?
Yeah. And also, I just want to note, it's not just us talking to all of them about like the experience of the show. That is in there. But the actual question, marriage or mortgage, and how couples come to those decisions is addressed and I think explored a little bit. And that was helpful because the objective of every one of these episodes is that something, some like, you know, nugget of wisdom or takeaway is there for all of you listening that are planning your wedding and you are making these big decisions. So, you know, we're talking to two professionals and they had some insightful things to say about that process as well.
So there you go. Here we go, peeps. Marriage or mortgage, etc.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I'm one of the hosts from Marriage or Mortgage on Netflix.
And I'm Sarah Miller, the wedding planner from Marriage or Mortgage. And we are really excited.
Excited would be a good adjective. Yeah.
To be on this big wedding planning podcast.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you for being on the pod with us, ladies. And like I said, when we first came on, I feel like I know you. Christy, Sarah cut her hair, but the long hair is what, it's her real hair and her real color.
Oh, good. I'm glad you clarified that.
Just in case you were wondering.
Well, I would just have a question like off the top, because I wonder, A, if you've heard this from people, but also what your first thought was when you were pitched this concept, marriage or mortgage, because from my point of view, there's been so many wedding shows that are negative in nature, competitive, weirdly like Bridezilla, you know, the planner is a controlling, unpleasant person and the couple is like over the top and completely out of their minds about expectations, but that's the concept of the show. And I don't love that. So to pit mortgage and marriage, like, my first thought was like, I don't think the show, I don't want to watch something that is in any way negative. But then within 10 minutes of the first episode I watched, which was somewhere in the middle, I was like, oh, I get it. No matter which decision the couple makes, the experience is positive. The angle is positive. It is supportive. And I know that, like, I felt safe almost, like, okay, you don't have to worry that this is going to be some like snippy, catty.
I don't think either one of us want to. Neither of us want to be a part of anything.
You wouldn't when you were pitched it. But then once they told you it was going to be like in the vein of it reminded me of Queer Eye, which is how it was filmed and like how you guys communicated with the couples and that they felt like taken care of and safe. So
thank you for that. That's a huge compliment.
It had a good vibe right away.
Yeah, I think, again, it's something that Nicole and I do every single day. It's real life. It's our jobs, you know, yeah. Something that we are both very, very passionate about. So walking into filming and being passionate about something that you do and just trying to really help these couples along with their journey and make these next steps for the chapters of their life that they want is just where we came in, you know, and it just kind of all fell into place. And yes, are we competitive? 100% we're competitive. Do we want to win all houses or weddings or vice versa? Yes, of course. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it really is about each couple and diving into, you know, where they're at and making sure that, you know, we can expand their budget and make them happy, you know? Mm-hmm.
Because you would know, you presented the best aspects about a wedding or the best aspects of home ownership to them. So you would know if they don't choose my house or this wedding, they must have really good reasons for choosing the other. And so you can't be anything but supportive to be like, that's going to be a great choice for you.
Yeah, right. It's their choice. Like, right. Yeah, I mean, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. So it's got to be their choice. They're adults. They make it on their own volition. So it, you know, would serve me no purpose to be angry or to be, you know, upset. It's a great situation either way they go. Yeah. It's wonderful for that couple, one way or the other.
That idea, I guess the like, it's a win-win.
Yes.
Whatever happens, that comes across with, you know, your dynamic with each other and then the way you are with the couples. And I appreciated that because I was like, oh, I'm delightfully surprised instead of like, here we go.
It's good to hear someone else's take on it because when you're in it, and you're filming it. And, goodness, we filmed for so many hours of footage that didn't even get put in. We had no idea. We didn't get a preview. We just saw it. It was released to you, to everybody.
On the same day.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were doing interviews and the press had seen it and we hadn't even seen it. So we're like, what are they talking about? I don't know who's in what episode. Yeah. They're like, oh, in episode 3 when she said this. And we're like, wait, who? What? I felt like an idiot. Like, we don't know this. Why haven't we seen it? But Netflix was very protective over what they released before the actual release date on the 10th. So anyway,
I think we're pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Once you saw it, was it like,
loved it.
It was cool. Right.
Yeah. Very happy. I mean, we all had the emotions throughout the entire time. You have to understand, like,
oh my gosh,
crying and laughing and like nervousness and all of that stuff was all real. And,
I'm not a crier and I teared up a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I cried at every episode. There you go. The hopeless romantic over here.
Exactly.
First of all, I want to know, how did you get this gig?
They reached out. The production company found Nicole and I.
Cool.
So they were going to be based in Nashville.
They knew Nashville.
Okay. I had a question about the process then. If it, like, there obviously was a process to get cast and be like, we're signing contracts, we're doing this. But like you film parts of the show and then it would say like a year later, 1 year later, which I really appreciated that it wasn't like, and tomorrow we'll do your wedding. Cause I would, as a wedding planner, we're just like, okay, so much. So were they your clients or were they Netflix? You know, like in that year you were like working with them and, or you were working paperwork, like really working.
Obviously they had to go through casting,
which we did not know.
Yeah.
We had no clue who was a part of the show.
We didn't meet them until they showed up in the office, which you saw.
Okay. Got it.
They had to go through casting. They had to get pre-approved for homes, you know, make sure that they had the budget to spend, all of that stuff, all the behind the scenes, you know, red tape paperwork. And, but
they did not have a decision made.
No.
Okay, cool.
Yep. And then they truly were our clients. We took them on just like we would, you know, regular. Yeah. They had just called us out of the blue.
That first meeting that you see that happens when they walk into our door in our office, that's really how it was. Like we knew nothing about the clients besides like when we were in the kitchen or in our offices kind of cackling about some of the notes before it. We had like little tidbits of what they wanted, but that was it. So we sat down at that table and of course they only show you a few minutes, but we were at that table for probably an hour and a half asking questions and really doing what we do on a day-to-day basis with each of our clients. And then we get from there, the planning process starts with Nicole's days and then my day. So I have to go research and figure out what were their high points, you know, of their wedding and then take them on fun excursions and all that stuff to kind of expand their budgets and show them why to choose a wedding. And then Nicole did the same thing.
Yeah.
Got it.
sometimes that all couldn't happen in one day with house showings and, you know, real estate as dynamic as it is, especially in a market like Nashville's. I mean, the houses were getting snapped up as fast as I could find them for them. Yeah. And I did have help behind the scenes with people in my office helping me find the homes as well. So it wasn't, that wasn't all on my shoulders. I don't want to act like I found every single house. Like I had my team helping me.
But it was your team. It wasn't like Netflix producers being like, by the way, I want you to see this house. Cause I,
I split my commissions with them. They did work, you know, I showed it and did all that stuff, but they did the back behind the scenes work. And then of course I would take them to the closing table and all that stuff and do the paperwork. But yeah, so there's an army of people behind us helping.
Which from was, our ends. Yeah. From
yeah, our people, truly our people, not productions people.
Yeah. And then
it's awesome to know that they were like real clients all the way.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, listen, they had to sign a contract saying they would do one or the other. Like you've got to do that. You can't just get in here and be like, oh, this is going to be fun and Instagrammable or whatever. Right.
Right.
But then coming to that closing day at the end where we had to kind of battle and give them like some incentives, like we didn't even know about each other's incentives. Right. Like this was something that was literally us pitching. And that's where some of the faces come along too. Yeah. The madness back and forth. We're like, come on, how did you do something like that? But I mean, in some of these clients we have, I mean, again, all the anxiety that you kind of see on the show, like we were so nervous because we didn't honestly know what they were going to choose. And then we might've thought a couple was going to choose opposite and then they flipped it, you know? So it was, I mean, again, all real life, all real emotions. It's an unscripted show. So like, it is what it is. And that's why you see the funny stuff happen, you know?
And I think there were certainly couples who came in conflicted or thinking that they were going to go house. And then Sarah threw in all the donuts a person came in today or whatever.
You really did, Sarah. Every friggin' time at the end, you're like, well, you know, the band's going to do it for 50% off. And I'm like, damn it. How the hell did she get them to, or, you know, like, or the two dresses that 50% off and they're going to throw in the veils. I'm like, of course they're, but I got to tell you, okay. And this might seem shocking, but as a wedding planner, I was like, I think they should choose the house.
Listen, I'm not knocking that. I think it really depends on every single, you know, clients or, you know, just their lifestyle and their story. It is what it is. Do I support people that chose the house? 100% I do. Because again, it fit where it needed to fit in their life, you know, and for reasons, you know.
How about Sarah and Eli that we didn't think we got the house. And so they chose wedding. And then the next day we find out they actually got the house. I mean, that was just like a godsend. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I watched that one yet.
That one's good because they went one way and then we got to surprise them. And it was kind of like at far reach away. I feel like they could have got it. They, I guess what they do, they didn't come in.
There were five offers already on this house and it was at the top of their budget already. And so I encouraged them to write a personalized letter to the homeowners. And that's something that we discussed, on like that we taped, but it didn't make air. And so you guys are going to get a little behind the scenes action here. So those sellers really connected with Sarah and Eli's story because they were in Las Vegas during the concert that the mass shooting happened. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they had ties to the military. And Eli, you haven't watched it, but I'm going to explain. Eli is a war veteran and had lost his leg in an IED explosion in Afghanistan and spent 2 years in Walter Reed and, you know, having to do like a surgery every other day, he describes. And like, seriously, so these people, like, you just love this couple. They're amazing people.
And they connected with the homeowners.
And so the homeowners read that and knew that it was the top of their budget. And we put in a bid like at the tippy top as far as they could go without, like, you know, and still keep the lights on and all that stuff. The homeowners came back knowing that it was at the top, like several thousand dollars under, because they knew that it was like totally maxing them out. Mm-hmm. Never happens in real estate. I've never seen this happen in my life. Yeah. It was not scripted. It was, in fact, the sellers didn't even know that we were filming a TV show. Yeah. So there, it was just out of the kindness of their hearts. I mean, I tell you what, I cried that day. Yeah, I was like, you've got, when their agent called me and told me all these things, I literally was like in tears. But this never happens.
When you're selling a house, you just want to be done with it. Like, I just want to be done with it. But to say like, I want to be done with it. I want to get paid for it, but I want to help someone.
And obviously, you know, in the national real estate market as a seller, you want to make as much money as you can, right? These people had offers exceeding what Sarah and Eli had on paper.
Wow.
They chose Sarah and Eli because of that written letter and because of the story.
They do have parts.
They do. Yeah, I don't, but people do.
That's lovely. And we have Dana listening in asks, I think for Sarah, how did you get them to come down so much on price? Is that right, Dana? Are you asking Sarah? Yeah. Oh, she did.
For the vendors?
We are wondering how you get vendors to come down.
Was it because of the show, Sarah? Like what did you use to dangle in front of these vendors?
I'm sure the show helps a little bit, but honestly, I use vendors in the show that I use every single day.
Okay.
You know, very, very close to me that I know that will throw me a bone when I need a bone thrown, you know? So again, and offering them something and just the business that I have given them, there's always negotiation. Again, I think it's just who you know.
Yeah. And it doesn't hurt that they're going to be talked about on Netflix and hopes that it's going to be a big show. And,
right.
Yes, absolutely. We have Denise and Nick in the waiting room. So yep. I am going to, so it's Denise and Nick, ladies who are watching, in case you're wondering who the couple was going to be. So I'm going to let them in. Where is he?
There's an empty theater because my husband, he was sitting here. I'm at the station. They just got a call.
Oh, no!
Right here. Yeah. So you're stuck with me.
We're so happy you could be on the podcast.
Yes. And of course, you know, Sarah and Nicole. And these lovely ladies,
I do know those guys,
are some listeners of the podcast who wanted to join and listen in. And so this is for listeners of the audio version of the podcast. This is Denise. And she was the second episode, you and Nick, and it was titled Adopting New Traditions. How are you liking the house?
Oh, loving it. We absolutely love the neighborhood, the house, the location. We've been doing a lot of projects over the last year, you know, being home a lot. It kind of got to be a problem because we'd just be sitting around, you know, during the pandemic and thinking, should we do that over again?
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's do that again. Let's repaint this wall. Let's do this. Let's remodel. Like, let's redo this. But it's been really fun. We've been, you know, kind of making it our own and just really settling in, and we absolutely love it.
That's amazing. I know it was kind of the perfect time to move into a new home, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Sarah, I was just going to say, you must have been really excited when you heard Denise and Nick talk about wanting this, like, gold, you know, Elvis Graceland vintage wedding. Yeah. I was like, oh man, that's cool.
Yeah. It's always fun as a wedding planner to have, you know, clients that think a little bit outside the box and like want something interesting, and you get to kind of run with that. So yeah, I mean, that's such a fun theme, especially talking about like lush velvets and, you know, filthiness, you know?
No, I know. And Denise, when you're saying like dramatic, over the top, non-traditional and experience, like that was like as wedding planners, like that's like speaking our like goal, like, that's the kind of clients we want, you know? So it was really lovely to hear that. So Nicole, do you really stage homes like this, like you did, like you had her, like her dad's recipes and like Tatum's name on the wall?
That a little artistic freedom there because of the show. So generally when you're looking at houses, you don't have that much time. You're in and out and you're doing that. So because of the show, because we knew we would be spending ample time there, it allowed me the leeway to be able to have people come in and stage it and do that. So
very, and again, nice. We are battling for,
yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Denise, how were you approached to be a couple on the show?
I was actually a good friend of ours here in Nashville who found the casting call for it and sent it to us. just saying that she thought it was something, she knew where we were at in our life and just thought this would be perfect. And so we talked about it for maybe entered. And I think it was the same day that we sent in our, it was quick turnaround that we heard back, and here we are.
Would you have to send in a, just like a little video of the two of you?
I forget. It was just like some information about us. We answered a couple of questions. I think that was the initial, the initial part of the process was just kind of answering some questions, sending in some pictures and telling our story and kind of where we were at with all of our planning and, you know, house hunting and all of those things.
That's awesome. It must've been a really fun experience. Were you comfortable in front of the cameras? Like, how did you feel?
Probably too comfortable, if we're being honest, because I would forget, Nick and I both would forget halfway through. We thought we were just hanging out with our friends, Nicole and Sarah, right? And we're just hanging out. And, you know, I think, you know, I might have burped a couple of times because I have a problem with that. So we just forget that we're, you know what I mean? Luckily, all that's on the cutting room floor, but it was fun. It was just such an awesome experience. Everybody made it so easy too. You know, it was just like hanging out, having fun, making drinks, looking at houses. Yeah. Dream day.
Anybody else deserves their own show. It's Nick and Denise.
Hilarious.
They were hysterical. No, they served it up. It was awesome. There are so many funny things that get shown. It's like we could have done 3 or 4 episodes with Nick and Denise on our touring days. It was amazing.
It was. All laughs.
And the two of you.
We want to give a huge shout out to our friends of the pod, White Ink Calligraphy. White Ink Calligraphy is a boutique stationery service out of Nashville, Tennessee, and we simply adore them.
But they are not geographically limited. You can
order
from anywhere. And I know this firsthand because I have used Claire and Townley for my clients' weddings in San Francisco. And I can tell you firsthand, these ladies, two sisters, adorable and the sweetest things in the world and insanely talented, are so good at what they do.
Claire is the owner and calligrapher. She's been playing around with a pen and ink under the White Ink name for 4 years now. And Townley is a stationer and graphic designer brought on to help her sister Claire bring people's vision to life, digitizing the calligraphy and creating custom suites from scratch.
Claire and Townley at White Ink specialize in creating your custom invitation suite, making Pinterest dreams come true from the invitation all the way to the day of signage.
Do yourself a favor, visit their website at whiteinkcalligraphy.com or find them on Instagram at White Ink Calligraphy. We love, love, love White Ink Calligraphy on Instagram. We often have them on our Instagram live sessions.
And Claire's been on the podcast. I mean, we're just a big old family with these two ladies. So whiteinkcalligraphy.com. Let Claire and Townley know that you heard about them on the Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Thanks, ladies. Bye. So catch us up for anyone who hasn't watched it. What did you end up choosing, Denise? And I know the answer, but for everyone else. And what were the main considerations that went into it? Like, obviously, one lasts a day, one lasts forever, like the big things. But for you guys specifically, what was the deciding factor?
So going into it, I think I was leaning towards house a little more. Nick wanted his Bridezilla moment. And that's kind of where we were going into the whole process. Sarah and Nicole brought their A game, obviously. I talked about this earlier today. I felt like Sarah was literally inside my brain with the vignettes and some of the things that she planned for us was just, it was wild. For me, I think one of the reasons I did shy away from wedding was because I had lost my father and I, you know, father-daughter dance. There's a lot of things that I had anxiety about. You know, what is this going to look like for me? How can I play, you know, kind of not have that family dance moment to where, you know, so there was a lot that I had concerns about that she made me feel like, wow, I can still have those things and we can still pay honor to my dad and it's not going to be too, you know, emotional and all of that. So she really kind of swayed me hard with what she did. for me, for us, the biggest thing for us was adoption. So having that, you know, there's a long process with home studies and applications and all of that. So having that space, seeing that room for our future adopted child, really, not even the appliances at the end of the day really could compare to that, having that extra bedroom and that now we can move forward with that process because we have those things. So for me, that was kind of what sold it, you know, was that the ability to grow our family. And then when we're ready, we can still have the Elvis wedding. I mean, I'll get married 72 times to Nick, you know, I don't care. But we have time for that. We have time, but we chose house. It was the best thing for us. And we're still so happy with that decision. And we eloped in the most perfect way. It was dramatic and filthy. I still got all those things as well. So everything worked out, you know, really well for us in the end.
Where did you elope? How'd you do that?
We went to a state park out east, about 2 hours. We love hiking waterfalls. In the beginning of our relationship, we did that a lot. So we had some of our most meaningful conversations was while we were hiking. And so we wanted something, of course, dramatic and out of the box. We thought about doing Vegas or, you know, a chapel or something, but we still, you know, took a very, our outfits and what we wore were very, you know, what's the word? Dramatic, I guess, especially dramatic for being on the side of a rock in front of a waterfall.
Yeah. I was looking at the footage, looked amazing.
It was a dream and it was raining. We love rainy, cloudy days and it had rained a lot. So the waterfall was kicking and it was raining. My hair was a little questionable, but that's okay. It was still the dream. It was a dream for us.
Stunning. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So I think Nick's replica of Elvis's tux when he married Priscilla, does he still have that? Are we holding on to that?
He still has it.
Okay.
Yep. We are holding on to that.
Okay. Okay. For when Sarah plans the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Good. Definitely want to see that. And how are things going on the adoption front?
Well, definitely still something we think about and talk about regularly. Obviously 2020 brought a lot of challenges for everybody. For us, I got furloughed from my job. So we were just, you know, one income household for a big part of the year. And, so financially we couldn't really spend the money. Since the show has aired, we've actually had several agencies reach out that want to work with us on that. And so that's huge news for us. I'm in the process of kind of doing some transitioning with my work. And once we kind of get some financial stability, we now have a lot of resources that we lacked prior. So still very much on the front of our lists and something we really want to do.
That's awesome. Yeah. 2020.
Amazing,
man.
But so exciting. Cool.
Thank you.
Well, that's lovely. I'm really happy that we were able to speak to you, and I really did love your episode. And I just love that you all eloped. Like, you got your house, but you still got married and you looked amazing. Okay. Your dress and suit was insane. Gorgeous. And so, you know, you did it all and you did it in a very smart way. Before you came on, I was like, kind of like confessing that as a wedding planner, like I'm watching the show going, oh, they got to get the house. Oh God. I want them to have the wedding, but they got to get the house. Sarah, as a wedding planner, I mean, you know, our audience is anyone involved in planning a wedding. So we have a lot of couples planning their weddings. We have a lot of other wedding professionals that listen, but I just kind of wanted to ask you as another wedding planner, to couples planning, and I'm sure COVID really threw you for a loop as it did the entire events industry last year. But I wonder if you have any advice for couples who, you know, are hoping to get married this year or have, you know, rescheduled. I mean, or just overall any message about wedding planning that you like to tell your couples.
2020 was hard for all of us, but again, I think we're looking up and we're just hopefully crossing our fingers that all of this is going to pass soon. And, you know, the weddings are going to get kind of back to normal. But I feel like for most of my clients planning weddings nowadays, I just tell them to walk into it with an open mind, you know, keep that open mind, keep that positive vibes. Also, like, hire a wedding planner. I really do say that because, again, it's like, look at all the weddings that had to change so many times last year. It's like, have the support of a wedding planner to be your backbone, you know, and change as many times as you need to, you know, and have your support and from all, you know, angles. And, you know, do the hard work so you don't have to stress about it. But again, I mean, hiring a wedding planner, I think it just, for any advice, saves you money, saves you time, everything in the long run. So yeah, I'd say keep an open mind, hire a wedding planner.
Put a price tag on like the hours spent planning and replanning. I mean, you can, because if you're paying somebody, they might be charging by the hour, but it's interesting that wedding planning is like optional or only, you know, only people with a certain budget or at a certain demographic think like hiring a wedding planner is what I'm going to do. But very few people tend to think like, let's not hire a real estate agent, or let's not, you know, get a second opinion from a specialist on this or that, because we can just do it ourselves. Like,
yeah,
it's hard. There's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of logistics. It's a lot of time you have to spend. It's a job.
Yeah. You have to take a job. I don't
think everybody walks into planning a wedding or buying a house thinking about all the logistical on the back end of the stuff and the load-ins, the loadouts, the setup, the, you know, right, all the small little details. You know, we have people that manage so many different areas of the event on days of, it's from the bar to the menu to your flowers getting loaded into your timelines. Like, there's so many different little areas that are just take a lot. And it's, that would be really, really hard for just one person, especially if you're the person in the wedding.
Yeah.
You do. So, right. So hiring a wedding planner, where you really should just be showing up to your wedding as a guest, not having to, you know, do any of the hard parts of it.
Well, and I said, I will give her a compliment. Like, this is the one per interview that I'm going to give her. All of you guys too, because you're all wedding planners.
Let me record this.
So my first wedding was like quite the extravaganza. And the wedding planner literally paid for herself when she got us the best discount on valet parking. We didn't know that we couldn't, that we could use an outside valet parking service. We thought we had to use the hotels, and it was a 5-star hotel, and it was freaking ridiculous how expensive it was. She's like, no, you're allowed to bring in your own parking people. And so she did that for us. And what we saved more than paid for her fee. So it was like ridiculous. Yeah. So that is my one plug for wedding planners. You're going to hear from me.
That's about it. Is that it?
The second time I went to the courthouse and that didn't work either. So there you go. My picker is off. Clearly, ladies, my picker is off.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that happens. You know, yeah. Nicole, I was telling my husband when we moved, and I thought, I think if I ever were going to choose another career, it would be real estate, because I feel like there's similarities in that, you know, I've always said this, like any type of person walking this earth could be someone planning a wedding, right? Same goes for buying homes. There's not just one type of, you know, like it's any type of person. So you have to have that personality to be able to communicate and get along well and listen to all types of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And manage expectations. Yeah. Same thing. I just have to manage. You guys know. Yes.
Yes. And like hold hands and, you know, carry people through and make them feel comfortable for sure.
And dispel the myths.
All of it. Yeah.
What was it, Chris?
Like, well, to dispel the myths as you go without being like a total downer. Like, you can't do that. You can't do that. Nobody does that. But there is no such thing as a perfect anything. We say, you know, perfect wedding, but perfection is a myth, and there's no perfect house, and there's no perfect, like a wedding day is not going to be perfect. It's also not going to fix your problems. If you and your partner have problems, which you probably do, a wedding is not going to fix all that. A new house, a great house is not going to fix all of that. Oh, look, there's a fire truck behind you.
Oh, going they're
in.
Back.
Are they back?
Oh, yay.
Hi, Nick.
Now I can hear everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Good. There's a whole new hairstyle.
You look great.
Well, at the time, I was going through a barber transition, so I had to really get the Elvis hair going with the swoop back.
I like it.
I like
it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
I like Nicole, it. Nick,
I'm back.
What was the emergency? Can you tell us? Because it was pretty quick.
So we had a car accident. We were called in. Usually I'm on the engine, so I would still be there, but they put me on the rescue today. So we were called in for possible entrapment, and we had to use the winch to pull the car away from the guardrail. So once we were clear of that and we had the patients out of the car, we were able to get back in service.
Wow.
Everyone is okay. Everyone is on the way to the hospital. but everyone is okay.
Good.
Good thing you were there, Nick. We were happy to have you just not be on the episode just for that short time so you could go save some civilians and be back in time to wrap up with us. This is perfect.
I left my better half.
She's wonderful. She's wonderful.
She is.
Well, we just wanted to congratulate you on the house, and we said all kinds of nice things. And was there any questions for Nick, Christy, now that I'm thinking of it, that...
I was wondering, I mean, did you feel like once you, through the process with our lovely guest, the planner and the real estate agent, were you surprised by how you're, like, maybe you changed your mind a couple times? Like, did that surprise you? Or were you like thinking like, I'm definitely going to like whatever is presented to me. And then the next thing I'll like even more.
No, my emotions flow with the wind. So I'm never surprised when I change my mind.
Okay.
But in all seriousness, it was, I mean, it just continued to get better and better. It made the decision more difficult. We wavered back and forth between the two for quite some time.
We wavered between everything, between the houses we saw, between the vignette, I guess everything.
Technically, Nicole gave us more decisions than Sarah did, because we had to pick between homes.
Well, I wanted to give the ladies watching an opportunity. If you have any questions for Sarah, Nicole, Nick, or Denise, anybody? Or are we just watching? Okay, Shannon, go for it.
I just want to know, do you know if there's going to be a second season yet? Or is that, do we not know yet? Or
we don't know yet. Not yet. So we hear from the Netflix gods that it should happen in April, right?
April, I think around April 10th, the first or second week in April, we should know the ratings of how the show's doing, but we can't find out anything until then.
So. I know. So keep watching, keep streaming it. Tell all your friends who haven't watched it yet, because they're still taking in. It was like on day 10, they were checking the ratings, which has already passed. And then again on day 28. So keep streaming, like it's going to the house right now.
Okay. I'll just leave it on in the background constantly.
Please do. Thank you.
My wedding is finally happening at the end of April after over 2 years. So I have good vibes about both of our situations. So I'll keep you in the
Congratulations.
Awesome.
I know. We met Shannon 2 years ago in Boston when we were doing an event there, and she was... Her and her mom were going to, you were planning and then boom, but like twice, two or three times have you rescheduled?
Yep. It was supposed to be last September. Then it was January, which I don't know why, what we were thinking. It wasn't long enough for things to change enough. And now it's April 30th.
Yeah. Good question.
Thank you. Love the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies, any other questions? Yes. Dana.
I have a little bit of laryngitis. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
My question is for Nicole. I'm a realtor as well, and I work primarily with first-time home buyers who are all in the same situation. So my day-to-day life is marriage or mortgage. So did you ever have any couples that you just wanted to shake and be like, no, you need to buy this house because of knowing what the market is?
Every single one. I want to win every single couple over. So yeah, like to me, it doesn't make sense when anybody picks a wedding over real estate.
I told the girls earlier, I was like, I was screaming at the TV.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Think about free will. Like I can't make them do anything. So I can just present the best case that I can present, and they're adults and they get to choose. And so, you know, it doesn't always go my way. It didn't even go my way 50%.
Oh yeah.
If there's a next season, fingers crossed, I get like some more wins under my belt. It's more important for what's right for the couples. Don't get me wrong, but yeah. I also want to win.
Nerdy little thing.
I know. Clearly, Nick and Denise are brilliant. They're super intelligent, gorgeous people. So they made the right decision.
But they did both, kind of. They did. Yeah. They pretty much did both. I mean, the elopement, but you know.
Well, that's my point. Like, I try to make that point a lot. Like, guys, come on. Like, you don't have to feed 200 people and get them drunk. You can get a house, put the majority of your money on. And then have something intimate, or, you know, and special and meaningful, and still have all of the ooey gooey loveliness that this one thinks they should have.
I have a question for Nicole. I have a question about the time constraints or the deadlines that are on a real estate agent that aren't always on a wedding planner at the beginning of planning when you haven't picked your venue. So the date could still be like up in the air. But with the house, we know that like, if you don't take it now, it's not going to be available in 2 weeks while you think about it or whatever. There is that like pressure to like sign or lose it that you're kind of fighting against. But because of the nature of the show, everyone signed a contract to participate in the show that they were going to
pick
one or the other.
They had the capability of making the move right then, knowing what the real estate market was like. Generally, for any listeners who don't already know, from the time you sign the contract, it's generally 30 days, a 30-day close. That's on average. Doesn't have to be that. It can be 60. It can be 90, like whatever, as long as all parties involved agree. So we kind of worked with it like that. So, however, Nashville is such a dynamic market, and it's even hotter now than it was when we were filming at the end of 19. It's going to be very interesting. Fingers crossed for season 2. It's going to make my job really difficult to even find homes. We are really low in inventory right now, but people want different areas. It's not just downtown Nashville. You know, we went to outside, especially working with the budgets that we have. Obviously, I would love to show million-dollar mansions and do all those things. That'd be fabulous. If they can afford $1 million mansion, they're not having to choose between a wedding or a house. So, you know, we're kind of in the 200 to 400, creeping up to 450 range, which is the sweet spot for almost all the buyers right now.
Right.
And so it's getting very competitive. So, I mean, if there is a next episode, next season, I'm really going to have to up my negotiation skills.
Yeah, to be honest. For sure. Because people are probably just sweeping in, buying them up cash too, like they do out here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To be on the cool side too, like when we filmed a few, you know, she filmed one day showing people houses, and then we met with the couples like pretty quickly to make their final decision. So it wasn't like a lag time where they had to sit for weeks and they didn't make a decision. It was wrong really quickly.
Yeah. In real estate, you don't have that luxury.
Yeah. So, we had to film that next week.
Yeah. Production had their work cut out for them making things happen back to back like that. Yeah. So it would be a level playing field for us.
Sarah, can you speak to why wedding planning is a uniquely, I'm just thinking of the decision couples had to make. Wedding planning can be more emotional you played off of some of those emotions with what you presented to them to get them to see what could be possible, but like it is sentimental. I mean, it shouldn't even be mortgage or marriage. It should be mortgage or wedding, because you can have a marriage without any of this, you know?
Right.
So you're convincing them or showing them what is possible in a wedding, and as a wedding planner, how do you kind of like rein in and focus the emotional, sentimental stuff for that?
I think it just really depends upon each couple, you know, sitting there and listening to their stories and where they're at in their life and wanting to take these next steps and what is most important, but pulling the emotional side out of it. I think a lot of people going into like choosing one or the other kind of forget about that element, you know, and what the importance is and the sentimental part of it and really what it will impact as a foundation for the rest of your life, you know, and like where that's going to begin the commitment that you guys put to each other, you know, that you give to your spouse. So again, I kind of just try to implement that into everybody and just like let them understand, like, it's a big deal to choose a wedding or get married. It's a, you know, it's not just, hey, some writing on paper and some vows. It's the rest of your life, you know? Besides this one, sorry.
Like, I'm the only person in America that's ever been divorced.
I'm just kidding.
Right.
No, most people I know are or have been. Yeah,
over 60% of the population.
My parents are too. I'm not.
Not to be Debbie Downer, but hello, the odds are not in your people's favor. I mean, job security, because you keep getting planning weddings. That's amazing.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, I support everybody on the show. I mean, Nick and Denise chose, you know, house, which I think fit exactly what they needed to fit in their life at the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, I support that 100%. You know, it is all about us digging deep and trying to know our couples and in real life and on the show and really figure out what they want and, you know, meet those expectations or exceed them as much as we can.
Beautiful.
Nicole, if you need someone for season 2 to come on and, you know, talk about how mortgage is the best choice because they made that decision. I might be able to look someone up and
I appreciate, with me. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Okay. We can be your spokespeople. Yeah, we'll be your spokespeople.
I would love that. You guys, I couldn't pick better spokespersons than you guys.
Well, it was really fun having you on, and I'm really happy that we did it later on after the show's been out and that we could have Denise and Nick. It was super fun just to like have you on and talk to you after watching the episodes. So thank you so much. And it was really exciting, Nick, that you, you know, came back from a call. You know, that you wouldn't, it was like,
I'm sorry that I couldn't be here for the beginning.
You know what? Denise had a good idea. Denise is like, well, he should have just taken his phone and then we could have really seen the action. You know?
It's true. I mean, Denise doesn't get to sit here and see what we go through in a day. I'll text her and let her know that we made it back from a call safe or we had a call or whatnot, but.
Live action today. Live action.
She's never gotten to see it live action. And that's how fast it can happen in my world. So. Unfortunately, Denise sits at home and never knows when that happens. So I'm sure the anxiety level.
Whatever. Yeah. Nothing I can do, right?
She seems good.
Yeah, she's like.
Yeah, exactly.
She seems fine.
I was more stressed about this, right? When I press join Zoom call, the sirens go off. And I'm like, what's happening? Wait, what?
What did I touch?
What? Like, priorities.
Yeah, we control all that. We behind the scenes. I have my little computer here. I'm doing that. Denise, thanks for spending the time at the firehouse to do this. We really appreciate you guys coming on. It was so awesome to meet you. And Christy, we need to go back to Nashville now. All right, Marriage or Mortgage? Definitely watch it. It's awesome. I got to finish it. I'll watch it over again. It was so good to meet you all. And yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yay! Thank you guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast is hosted and produced by me, Christy Matthews, and Michelle Martinez. It is edited by Veronica Gruba. Music by Steph Altman of Mophonics. If you like the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, please subscribe. We are available for free on pretty much all podcast player apps. Help us get the word out by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram at the Big Wedding Planning Podcast and be sure to use the hashtag #PlanThatWedding when posting. Become part of our Facebook group. Join us and our amazing members. Just search the Big Wedding Planning Podcast community on Facebook. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 415-723-1625 and you might hear your voice on a future episode. That is it. Happy planning, everybody. Christy, love you, love your show.
Bye.